According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, the summer months have some of the highest rates of fatal accidents. Factors include increased traffic from vacationers, more teens driving during summer vacation, more bicycles and motorcycles on the road, and increased road construction. Traffic responsibilities are among law enforcement's most important and visible duties. Yet officers simply cannot be on all roads at all times. In this edition of the VIPs podcast series, we will look at how volunteers help law enforcement officers expand their presence on the roadways and keep them safe. Speeding on local roads is a major concern for residents, and one that they are motivated to address. Many VIPs programs engage volunteers in using radar guns, setting up speed trailers, or driving decoy patrol cars to busy locations, all of which can have a large impact on the community's awareness of speed limits. Although volunteers cannot issue speeding tickets, they can track the license plate numbers of speeders, and in some agencies they can issue a warning letter or send an officer out for repeat offenders. Sometimes the mere presence of volunteers is enough to provide an important reminder for drivers to slow down. Volunteers can help prevent accidents by removing or reporting debris from the road and other unsafe road conditions. They also play important roles when traffic accidents occur. They may control traffic around the crash site, or relieve an officer of waiting for a tow truck after a crash or an arrest, so the officer can move on to other calls. Some agencies call out specially trained volunteers to respond to disabled vehicles that do not require an officer to investigate. Motorist assistance is a valuable service to residents and can build positive relationships between law enforcement and the community. Metro Area Motorist Assist volunteers with the Nebraska State Patrol have assisted more than 100,000 stranded and lost motorists, and have traveled more than 1 million miles in and around the metropolitan Omaha and Council Bluffs area since the program began in 1998. The volunteers have been nicknamed Highways Angels by grateful residents. With an emphasis on safety, the volunteers service disabled vehicles with fuel or fluids, and they change flat tires, jumpstart cars, or offer directions. If needed, volunteers will provide transportation to stranded motorists or arrange for a vehicle tow. Motorist assistants also help clear debris from driving lanes, check and tag abandoned vehicles, and assist with traffic control during emergency situations. Through these efforts, volunteers free up officer time by helping to reduce traffic incidents and congestion. Volunteers receive extensive training on safety and response procedures from Nebraska State Troopers. Once trained, the volunteers operate two well-equipped emergency vans during the morning and evening rush hours on the freeway system. While on duty, volunteers wear special, highly visible uniforms that identify them as part of the Metro Area Motorist Assist Program. Building on the success of the program, additional programs were added in Lincoln and Kearney, Nebraska. Another important way that law enforcement keeps roads safer is by cracking down on distracted and impaired drivers. DUI or DWI sobriety checkpoints not only get impaired drivers off the road, they also send a clear message to the community that driving under the influence is unacceptable and strictly enforced. While a highly visible way to send this message, DUI checkpoints can be resource-heavy undertakings and require a good deal of manpower. The Blue Springs, Missouri Police Department's Volunteers in Police Service program regularly provides the department with extra manpower during DWI sobriety checkpoints. The checkpoints, sometimes held in partnership with neighboring law enforcement agencies, or the Missouri State Highway Patrol, are held approximately every 6 months. Checkpoints are executed in high traffic areas late at night, when the greatest number of impaired drivers are on the road. For each checkpoint, 6 to 12 volunteers are assigned for the full 11 p.m. to 3:30 a.m. shift. Volunteers help set up and take down chairs and tables used by officers. They also set up cones for a check lane and a holding lane. Two volunteers are equipped with a hand tally counter and are responsible for counting all of the cars that come through the checkpoint, as well as keeping track of the number of cars detained, vehicles towed, traffic citations issued, and arrests made during the checkpoint. When a driver is detained by an officer for questioning, the volunteers are responsible for driving the person's car into the holding area. Volunteers complete tow records for impounded vehicles and help officers with other needs as they arise. For larger checkpoints, the department may deploy its mobile command center. When it is used, volunteers are in charge of bringing it to the checkpoint location, setting it up, and returning it to the station at the end of the shift. At one recent DWI checkpoint, 550 cars were stopped and 8 arrests were made. Even at what many would consider to be undesirably late hours, volunteers show their willingness to support law enforcement's efforts to crack down on impaired and hazardous driving and keep roadways safer. These are just a few of the many ways that volunteers help support traffic safety. Other projects include child safety seat inspections, partnerships with DARE or Students Against Drunk Driving groups, educational courses for older drivers, crossing guard duties at popular destinations, and much more. You can learn more about these programs in the VIP's program directory and find additional traffic safety resources on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration's website, www.nhtsa.gov.